This is WRTP 347 Mobile, standing by the channel. This is USSG, 793 miles. WSFT 902 of WSFT 793.99. No contact WSFT 902 WSFT 793.99. Radio must station calling, you're pretty broke up. Really? That's interesting. There you go, that got it. Whatever happened before is not happening now. All right, I might have been weak in the Detroit. The noise on the Detroit repeater is probably getting me. I notice it's in there with your signal, so. Sounds like whatever it is up. And it's important for the business that you are. Okay, 347. I remember that much. Name here is Sean, WRUU 850. Good morning, on my way to work.
I'm Dan, and I'm just about to work, so you have a great day.
All righty. Take care. WRUU 850.
WRTP 347. Clear.
WSFZ 793. Frank, you out there? No copy. WSFZ 902. WSFZ 793. Get ready to ride. 793.
calling WSST 902. Thank you, Ralph.
Get rid of the Roger BQ, moron. Hello, 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 hello. Who is this? Who is this? Hello, 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 hello. Okay, who am I speaking to? Pressing the call button. WRZP544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. Good morning, Bob. This is WRZP557, Randy here in Macomb County. Morning, Randy. I hope your morning's going well down there for you. How are you? It's going good, man. It's probably going to be an easy day at work, and let us all go early. And I just the Holiday Madness. How about yourself? How you doing up there?
So far, so good. No complaints there, brother. Let's see. We get light dusting yesterday, and we're expected snow every day until through next Sunday. So we'll see what Mother Nature throws at us, but like every year, it seems everybody forgot to drive how to drive in the snow up here, but that's typical for northern Michigan, Roger.
So you going anywhere tomorrow? You got any kind of big gathering?
My family's not going to make it this year. We'll do Christmas this year. However, every year the missus and I, the XYL, we volunteer at the old Salvation Army there in Sheboygan County and hand out and feed the public there. Roger?
Have a good turkey day and provide home to yours. Enjoy the holidays. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob Clear monitoring on your final.
All right. Do you enjoy your Thanksgiving Day and go line. This is Jeff Clark, I've got your question. Bob, I just want to say I hope the weather up there is treating you well, and have yourself a fine Thanksgiving weekend.
Always a pleasure, sir, you and yours, from my home to yours. Happy holiday season there, and above all, travel safe. WRZP 544.
RAS 504, this is WSBT 560, radio check, over. Any station to snap, this is WSBT 560, radio check, over.
Radio is working.
WRAS 504, this is WSBT 560, over. This station is net, this is WSBT 560, radio check.
WSDX 870. Anyone got a copy for radio check?
WRZ254, Sheboygan. Alrighty then, WRZ254, clear and monitor. WRPS 211, go ahead, 613.
Is there a reason for that? Thank you.
Good morning.
WSVQ.
So far, you've hit the Saginaw repeater and the Mayville repeater, and you haven't said a word, so I hope your radio is working fine, but you have no modulation. WRZP 544.
7793, calling WSFP 902. Guess not, WSF7793, monitoring.
Attached to that microphone, that button you're pushing, that's called a microphone. If you give that a try, I'm sure somebody will key up and help you with what's going on. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
You know, Bob, when something like that, I picture somebody with one of them beanies with a propeller on top and a paddle game, and they're going, and they're chuckling every time they hit the button.
I realize not everybody's familiar with today's technology, but that's a great analogy, so I'll have to remember that. Always a pleasure. And, of course, happy holidays to you and yours from my home, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just working here, and I happen to hear the tomfoolery, so I thought I'd say hi. I haven't talked to you in a bit. All right, anyhow, I'm going to get back to work here. Got a
few things to do before I get out of here for the long weekend. WRUU850, and you have a happy Thanksgiving, I'll tell you, if I don't talk to you before. But I'll probably talk to you along the way.
That right back to you, sir. We'll do it again. WRZT544, clear monitoring the frequency.
WRWY979. Sean, if you're monitoring, have a good Thanksgiving. Clear.
You too, sir. You get a lot of that tryptophan and get nice and sleepy after the Lions' massive victory over the Bears. So I won't comment on Saturday's game because I get beat up here in Michigan. There he is.
Yeah, I'll be watching the Lions, but I won't be having any turkey. I'll be at the home QTH, just chilling out.
Well, that works too. All right, you take care. I'm going to get back to work here. WRUU850.
Yep, WRWY979, clear.
WSTM 993 for radio check.
Six, you're coming in flying the BRWS 538.
Shader 538, WSTM 993, clear monitoring station.
WRWS 538 monitoring.
WRVY 365, station 3 from station 2. WRVY 365. WRVY 365, station 2, click.
Fox 902, what to do, you out there? Fox 902, what to do, you out there?
WSCI 783 mobile space, copy.
Space, go ahead.
Just figured I better check in.
Drop off the package?
I did, heading to my second destination.
All right, well, everybody said hello, and I'll probably check in on everybody a little bit later after my siesta.
783, clear.
WSCI 783 base, I'm clear.
Natalie, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you.
RHW 478, monitoring. WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478.
Station
478, go ahead. Good afternoon, Jack. Just wanted to shout out and say hello. Wish you a happy Thanksgiving for tomorrow. Hope you're going to have a good time with your family.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. So how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Running a couple last minute errands. Then going home and going to start baking. The wife had shoulder surgery on Monday, so the whole dinner plan is up to me this time.
I know what you're saying. You got to do that anyhow. I do the same thing too anyhow, so what can you do? Can't do too much anyhow. Did you get the license?
That's affirmative. On the 21st, woke up that morning and checked the site, and it was there.
So they took you $35, correct?
Yeah, that was the rough part. I remember reading where they said they were having trouble with when you make the payments using the phone app, and I had forgot that, and I went through and the payment showed up, you know, the fee showed up, so I went ahead and did that, and then I got a quick message back saying that my payment was halted. Well, I looked at my bank, and it had, you know, it showed it posted on there. So I sent him an email and said that they responded back and said, yeah, your payment went through. You should be all set. So that was the 20th. And then, like I said, the next morning it was there.
That's good. Anyhow, congratulations. Anyhow, you coming back from work?
Actually, with her surgery on Monday, I took all this week off. I took Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday as vacation, and then we get through our company Thursday, Friday off, so I don't go back until the 2nd.
That's good. Anyhow, you need that. It's really, I don't know what it is, but it's about 40 degrees outside. That is chilly this time of day.
Yeah, it's going 46 in the car right now, and I got the heat on. Feeling kind of toasty, but yeah, I'm not liking it outside.
I don't like it either, yeah. But how are you sounding good, Roger?
Thank you, sir. You are coming in loud and clear as well. Again, it's nice talking to you, Jack. You enjoy your holiday, and I'll touch base with you after it's over. WRHW 478, standing by.
Hi, how are you? Take care. Have a good Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much turkey. Talk to you later. WIUG88.
You know I'm an overheat jack. It's what we do, right? WIUG478 clear.
Guys, we always do. We always overeat and overdrink. That's what the holiday is all about. Take care. WIUG, play it eight. WIUG 48, copy. I guess that is out there. WIUG 48, clear.
WSCI 783 mobile to home. WSCI 783 mobile to home.
This is WSCI 783 base. Go ahead.
I'm on my way home, but our son is going to beat me.
Very good. If I don't see you, I will catch you later tonight. Have a good one, WSCI 783. This is base. I'm clear.
WSCI 783, mobile, clear.
WSST 902 from WSFZ 793. Frank, you around? WSCS 311, does anybody copy the station?
Billy RFX 966.
Station 544, WIUG 38, copy.
WSFK 665, mobile on air and monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. Station 544, WIUG 38, copy. WRPB 448, monitoring. Station 448, WIUG 48, copy. WRPB 448. Hello, Jack. How are you today? Very good. Is there any, a lot of noise on this repeater? Sounds like there's a lot of noise on this repeater. Roger.
Hearing a little bit of noise on your end, not like it was last night. I heard you and Bob trying to figure that out. That'd be the Mount Clemens repeater not operating correctly.
Yeah, that's the Mount Clemens repeater. I don't know why, but that's what it's doing. It's not clear at all. A lot of noise out that way. Anyhow, talk to you a little bit later because I don't want to stay on this repeater like that. Catch you anyhow later. WIUG, but it ain't clear.
Copy that, Jack. Just so you know, that last transmission sounded pretty clear. This is WRPB 448. We'll look for you a little bit later on tonight. Have a good rest of your day, Jack. I am clear and monitoring.
WIUU 850. WIUG 48, copy. WIUU 850. WIUG 48, copy. WSFP 595, mobile monitoring through Detroit.
WRNW 329, we're monitoring.
Happy Thanksgiving, this is WRWR 357.
WRWR 357, I believe you said. Happy Thanksgiving to you also. Hopefully them Lions come up with another win today, tomorrow I should say.
Yeah, I'm hoping because I'm getting real tired of, you know, losing 7 years in a row on Thanksgiving, even when we're the better team. But this the Chicago team scares me because they should have a better record than they have, but they, you know, just two stupid errors. Two different games that had two more wins, but they got talent and they scare me. Like, but we go out there and play like we've been. I think we'll be all right.
The defense been doing a hell of a job last 8 games, 10 games, or whatever it is. Been doing a hell of a job. So they got good defense. I think should be able to pick up the scores, win the game, hopefully.
We would probably be shorthanded too. I haven't seen the availability list, but guys that are in question are like, you know, Amon Ross, St. Brown, Montgomery, Carlton Davis, and Khalif Raymond. There's a few others, Terrion Arnold. All those guys are big question marks right now, so I haven't seen the final who's playing yet.
Yeah, I see some of the key guys as injuries, so hopefully they got some other guys to take up the slack and win the game. That'd be good.
Yeah, I agree with that first part. I missed the second half of your transmission. You were breaking up there. I don't know if you were in the car or if you're in your house and you moved somewhere else, but yeah, you're breaking up at the end. But anyways, yeah, the Lions, they give me hope missing guys because all season long they've missed guys here and there, and they've had somebody always step up. So, you know, that's what good teams do, so it's good to see.
Yeah, I stepped underneath my metal awning here, under my on the back of my deck. It probably caught me. We'll see what happens there. Oh, eat some food, have a few drinks, and enjoy the day tomorrow. We'll hold on. Hope for a big win tomorrow.
I'm with you on that. I'm going to my parents' house, and my mom is like a five-star cook. She does an amazing job, so we're doing plenty to eat tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, the home brewed stuff from home, where mom and dad take care of it. Yeah, it's usually the good stuff. Yeah, you eat, and then maybe bring some home for the next day.
Yeah, that's the plan. And I'm curious, how's my signal right now?
I'm on my handheld right now, but it's loud and clear here. Good signal, nice and clear. As long as I get to stay away from my metal awning there, my canopy, I guess you'd call it.
Sounds like he's...
Okay, I didn't get any of that. I don't know what happened if somebody else keyed up with you there, but it's just a whole lot of static. I didn't get that last transmission.
Yeah, there was definitely some kind of interference because I heard it too when I unkeyed. But I was saying, get yourself a little magnet mount mobile antenna and stick it on top of that metal awning. You'll get great reception and transmit.
All right, I got a nice antenna on the roof, one of them Comet. I forget the model number. It's up about 30 feet. I was just out there having a smoke, so just on the handheld.
Okay, gotcha. So you can get out when you want to. You got the right setup.
I'm going to go on there, do a little HF on 10 meters, see what we got on there. I got out to Argentina yesterday, so that wasn't too bad, and it was later in the evening. So, just running a dipole on that. But, just see what's out there, play with the radio a little bit.
Well, enjoy. I just ordered a 10-meter radio myself. I'm waiting for it to come in, and I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do on that. So you enjoy yourself. Have a good Thanksgiving, man. This is WRWR357 monitoring.
Okay, WRWR357, WRNW329. We'll be clear. The name's Tim. We're clear. Talk to you again.
Yeah, 357 WIUG 48. Are you out there, Randy?
Yeah, I'm still out here, Jack. How are you?
Hey, good. I just want to see. I don't know if the repeater is acting up, or I don't think we're acting up. I think the repeater is acting up. Because I had a lot of scratches when you were talking to Tim. And yesterday I talked to Bob. He said, I don't sound good on 675. I said,
yeah, you might be right, Jack. I heard it just now when I was listening to you. And it's not for a second, and then it's off for a few seconds, and then it comes back again. So maybe you might be right.
You know what? I don't think anything wrong with my antenna or the radio. That DB20G is a good radio. So it could be the repeater out that way. Roger?
Yeah, it's possible, because where I'm at, my signal's always really strong and always get clear, or clear reports from everyone. That's why I was asking the other gentleman I was talking to how it sounded. But, you know, because I, you know, what it sounded like is when I'm driving to work in the morning, when I drive by a certain spot, you know, I think it's maybe the power lines or something, but I'm always getting, like, some harsh static there. And it's only in that spot pretty much every morning.
One thing, he just got a lot of scratches too when you were talking. Anyhow, good to, talking to you. I gotta go get something to eat. I just want to know if this radio is going out or not. Talk to you later. Have a good Thanksgiving, by the way. You take care. WIUG 88.
Yeah, Jack. Thank you. I am driving away from New Peter. I'm kind of entering St. Clair County now, though. So that could be why maybe I'm my signal is getting static. But you have a great Thanksgiving as well. I hope you have a good time with your family. And we'll talk to you again. This is WIWR357.
Did you hear that, Randy?
Yeah, Jack, I heard it real loud. It sounds like something's, you know, breaking squelch on the repeater causing that, so, because I can hear the repeater after.
I don't know. I don't think somebody breaking a squelch. I don't think so, but I think the repeater is acting up. WIUG 48.
I definitely think it's something interfering. I mean, I'm no expert, but it's causing, you know, it's interfering with the repeater, breaking squelch. So you can hear the squelch at the end of it, and that makes me think what's going on. So, you know, but. Then again, I could be wrong.
Hey, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 48.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Roger that, sir. Wishing you and yours a happy holiday season, mine to yours, and hope you get a stuffed belly tomorrow, Roger.
You're gonna eat a lot and drink a lot too. That's what the holiday is all about, Roger.
I do that. I just made the party run myself and sitting down to a holiday cocktail for all our brothers and sisters, you betcha. And thank you for your service. And again, from our house to yours, Jack, do take care and be blessed, sir. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Bob, anytime. No problem at all. With you only. Roger.
Roger that, sir. Roger that, my brother.
Hey, Bob, I'm curious. Are you hearing that harsh static that Jack and I were talking about?
Yes, I am. I'm picking it up as well. Over.
WRZT 544, WRUG 488, WRZT 820, we're waving a hand, and yeah, I think something's going on with Jack's coax there. He's the only one that's pretty much crackling and popping that I can hear.
It's not the coax, it's a repeater. 100% is a repeater. Last night he was acting so bad, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't even on the truck today, and it was acting bad too. So, anyhow, how you doing? 820.
I'm pretty good, Jack. It's been a while since I heard you, but I had the radio on. Been doing a lot of driving today, and I have heard the static, so I don't know then. It must be the Mount Clemens repeater, I would imagine, that's causing the issue there.
I think so. I think a little bit. You know, on where that repeater is, there's another, it's a ham repeater that's by it there, too. I don't know if you know that or not.
I know that the ham repeater is, there's one down on the Renaissance building downtown Detroit. I was not aware that Mount Clemens also had one up on it.
Anyhow. Chris, good talking to you. You take care and have a good Thanksgiving. And don't eat too much turkey. WIUG 488.
All right, sounds good, Jack. Sounds like you're not going to let me have any fun. But I'll eat as much turkey as it takes to take a good nap tomorrow. You have a great Thanksgiving as well, and it's always good to hear from you guys. WRZT 820, I'll be clear.
Chris, I'm just joking. You know that. Take care. WIUG 488. USC
1842.
Roger that, 820. From my house to yours, happy holidays and happy turkey day. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency.
Heard 842 in there, is that Travis?
One and only. I'm eastbound 21 off 52.
You're sounding good, my man. I'm in St. Clair County, headed towards the big river. And my signal's probably going to keep getting weaker and weaker.
Home before the crazies get out. It's Thanksgiving Eve, therefore it's the one day that everybody's got off, and the number one DUI and drunk driving incident of the year.
Oh yeah, seen plenty of those. As I'm driving, I'm at night, it's like 10 p.m. I look down on my clock and it's 5:30. It's too dark too soon, but yeah, get home. I don't think you're going to be crazy in this site till after 10 or midnight.
Yeah, I got sideswiped last night. I was here on 21. Some screwball was trying to make a pass on another vehicle when another vehicle made a pass around me. And they were basically playing chicken. He made a hard screw in front of me and iron, I got like catwalk on the side of my truck to climb up into the rig here in the top cab, and I ripped the fender to the door, to the back door on that Jeep right open.
Man, you cut it open like a sardine can. Well, I'm glad you're all right, man. be safe out there.
Yeah, 21's full of lunatics. I usually try to hit this stretch around 4:30, so they're not all woke up and out here, but I had to stop and pick up some beef, and I got stuck waiting around, and then I ended up getting out here late. So I'll be off 21 in about 10, 15 minutes. I think it's a lot better when I hit the county line for Genesee County, because that goes to a divided four lane instead of this opposing two-laner.
I miss driving on those stretches of the county road there where I'm in Metro Detroit area and it's just constant bumper to bumper there, like all the time.
I couldn't do that. There's no way. I drive into Detroit when it's busy like that. I've been down there. I don't like to think about that.
Yeah, I ran into a former coworker of mine, retired teacher, and he'd been retired for like 10 years out in like somewhere near Holton Lake, and he happened to be in the metro area for something, and he was just like, I gotta get out of here. He was like, I forgot how miserable this is, so I'm looking forward to doing the same and retiring up somewhere like that as well.
Terrible out here, but I tell you one thing, when it gets the first snow and the first ice, you can tell who's not familiar with driving because it's cars everywhere. Or if it's really windy, sometimes there's cars in the ditch. But it is what it is.
I'm at my location now, and I came here because I'm behind some trees, but you drive safe, man. Have a good hat. Thanksgiving.
All right, you betcha. WSEY 842 mobile eastbound. Mount Morris, Michigan, I kind of copy you, dude. Down in the snow.
No snow yet.
With a much better transmission there. Now, I say you were down in the stack, but you come back out.
I'm on the first floor of my home with a handheld, and I just recently purchased an Apri tactical antenna.
Maybe you got a hotspot or we got a second player. This is WSEY 42 here. My name's Travis. Let's see if we have somebody else out there, because you go from being, if that's you, you go from being amazing to not. Okay, go ahead, Omar, say what's going on there.
Yeah, I copy that. I just recently moved up to the upstairs in my home.
Yeah, that just definitely doubled your signal.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm learning. I'm eventually hoping to get a little base station out of it.
Oh yeah, what kind of antenna did you say you installed?
a handheld on a UV5G Plus with an Abri tactical antenna that folds up.
Is it like that 3 foot long doohickey? We call them tape antennas in the service back in the day. But those things usually have a really, really terrible signal. I meant to make a video of one with my analyzer. When I hooked one of those up, I got like 6-1 on it.
Yeah, still doing my research. Trying to figure out what's best for me and my location.
About to start becoming a mobile GMRS sales truck. I've got some really nice antennas that I'm importing, and they work great. I have done the research on them, and they have proof they're good. They're good in two spots at 1.2. They're good in the GMRS, and they're good in the ham radio 70 centimeter band. And then I've got some decent SMA coax that would work for a fellow like you. You could mount it to the side of your house up above the peak or something, and that would get you out.
Yeah, copy that. If you're a regular here, which I'm sure you are, I'd like to stay in touch. I'm WROMA13.
I'm WSEYA42, and I'm a regular. My name's Travis.
Yes, very nice to meet you. I'm Patrick. I was at Tom Morris. WROMA13. Nice to meet your acquaintance.
Oh yeah, we've talked before. Matter of fact, I make a trip through Mount Morris now and again, so depends on where and what's going on. But I'm getting ready to pull up. Oops. Sell the radio in the truck. Getting ready to pull up on my first stop here on Flint, so I'll be back after a few. This is WSEY 842.
Copy, WROMA13.
You are on WX221 mobile.
WRTX930.
Sounding good. Hey Jack, how are you doing tonight? You're still crackling and popping a little bit.
I don't know what it is. I think it's a repeater out there. I know it's not me. Roger.
Well, your audio is good nonetheless. I can hear you perfectly fine.
So, go on the Detroit repeater. I want to see if you know the difference. Roger.
All right, go ahead.
Detroit repeater is not working. I don't know what happened.
Oh, really? Well, who knows? Who knows? Yeah, just having my evening cigar here. Daughter's supposed to come into town tonight. She's at Ohio State. She's in pharmacy school in her second year, so she'll be supporting me in a few years.
That's good to hear that. Anyhow, that tomorrow is a big day, a turkey day. Roger?
Yeah, that's right. I think my wife's got ours. Saw in the last day or so. I think she bought a frozen one. Not sure. I could have shot one, but she doesn't want to eat wild turkey. We have so many turkeys in this yard. This property is hilarious. But she's not going to eat a wild turkey, so there you go.
You know what? Everybody has a different taste to get to it. The wild turkey is different from the butterball, those other ones. Roger?
Yeah,
Yeah, it's got a different taste to it. It tastes better. That's a different taste.
I had some of the wild turkey about 15 years ago. But right now, I don't even know what it tastes like. Roger.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, so keep her happy, makes me happy, right?
I'm 100% right, that's how it is. The wife happy, everybody else happy.
Yeah, several years back, I guess I was Mr. Meanie. My wife and my daughter, just when my daughter was in high school, they decided they wanted to keep chickens. I'm like, oh, God. You know, I'm all for, you know, doing the thing yourself, but I'm like, chickens are a royal pain in the butt. You know, messy, raising them from their chicks, and why do you want to keep chickens? But whatever, they bought a meat bird and an egg-laying one. The egg-laying one got picked off by a coyote or something. And there was only one. And I ended up slaughtering it when it got fat, because it's a meat bird, and put it in the freezer. And my daughter said, I don't want to eat it, because my daughter had named it by that point. She's like, I don't want to eat it. Don't ever serve this to me. It was like a month later, I was grilling, and I used some of that chicken, and she had some, and she, yeah, my daughter was mad at me, and my wife was madder at me.
I know what you're saying. I would never, you know, chickens, you know, get around chickens. Before I bought this house, there was a lady here. She lives here. She had about 5 chickens. And one rooster. And who told me about that next door? He said every day in the morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, the rooster gets up on top the fence, and he calls, he calls every day, and he said, I got tired of that.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Yeah, they were eating dinner, and they were like, man, this chicken's really good. And then my wife looked at me, and she got the mean eyes, like, this is, and I'm like, I don't know, could be, maybe I cook some of that. Yeah, it wasn't a good few next days for me, put it that way.
Now, what I would have done is throw it out, and go to Myers or Walmart and pick up the whole chicken ready to go, or Costco or Sam Club. That's what I would have done.
Well, we're kind of in a rural area here, so there's so many people who sell eggs off the side of the road for, you know, like $2 a dozen. It's like, why do I want to go through this giant hassle of keeping chickens? Unless you got a whole bunch of farm animals and that's your daily chore, but just a few chickens, yeah, that doesn't really work. That's a lot of work for not a lot of return.
Yes, I thought my brother liked that. He was going to bring 3 chickens and a rooster. I said, no, you're not bringing them here. Take them to their house. I ain't got time for those things here. Every day you got to clean them up and feed them and all that stuff. Then not only that, they're not going to listen to you. They do what they want to do. Roger?
Yeah, well, thankfully that was short-lived because they wanted them to be free-ranging, so they were out in the yard, and, yeah, the one got picked off, the other one got picked off, or some other animal, they just punted guts and blood left strewn through the yard as the animal carted it off somewhere.
And I did the meat bird, and yeah, they didn't get any more. So that was the end of that 1 year.
Well, I don't blame you. I would do the same thing. Anyhow, how's the weather by you? Over here it's about 42 degrees.
It's like 35 or so. It's cold this morning. It was like 25 this morning. I broke down and fired up the wood stove. It's like, oh boy, here we go with the wood. Let's go. Keep it rolling. Keep the pipeline full.
I know what you're saying, well, that heat, I had the heat on, and the heat at night never quit. I even woke up at 3 and that thing was going. I don't know what it got to, 29 or 22, something like that. But that was going all night, last night. Roger.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had a problem with our hot water heater. My wife just texted me a little while ago, and she's like, "There's no, the hot water's not hot." And I'm like, this has happened before. It's, just unplug it and plug it back in. One of the switches gets stuck, and you got to remove power from it. It's power vent gas one, and like, one of the switches gets stuck. You remove all power from it for like 10 seconds, and then plug it back in. It'll come right back. I should fix that, but I haven't gotten around to that yet.
I was living in North Park there, and I had a plug-in heater, water heater. And really, 2 days I waited for, I didn't know, you gotta unplug it to plug it back in. So we called the guy and said, "Hey, no, did you plug it back in or did you unplug it?" I said, "No, I didn't do none of that." And 2 days, no hot water at all. Then he said, "No, what you gotta do, try that. Unplug it and plug it back in and see what happens."
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta play with them a little bit. We'll come back, but usually those problems don't get better.
You're right. I have this water heater here, and there's no plug-in, no nothing. You know, it goes on gas. So it went out for a couple of days, and I didn't know when it would go out, it has to be leaking or something like that. And it came out of the leaking. It was leaking. So then I got the man here to do that. He said, "You need a new heater." So I had to go to Home Depot and get a new heater and put it here. I tell you one thing, it costs a lot of money, those hot water heaters.
I put one in our rental house about 5 years ago. It wasn't bad. It was like, I don't know, $400 or so. I just bought a standard gas one. There was a gas one in there that was really, really, really old. And it went out and I replaced it myself, but if you have it done, yeah, that's going to be double that at least.
So as a guy, I said, how much do you charge? He said he charged $250 for me as an old man. I don't know what that means. He asked me, I said, "Well, I'm not old." He said, "No problem, we'll charge you $200. I said, what do you mean? He said, "Yeah, because sometimes, you know, the gas line has to be changed a different route."
Yeah, there's usually a little gas line finagle in there, and you got to check your pressure. You need a manometer to do that properly, but I have those tools. No problem.
Tell you one thing, he had tools too, boy. He came in with everything. It was nothing he didn't have. And he fixed it. Roger?
Yeah, sometimes I'm amazed at some of these tools some of these contractors have. I called the drain guy for our house up north several years ago, and the septic was backing up into the basement drains, and I'm like, I don't have time to, you know, I'm sure I can find out the source, but it'll take me a few days. When the shit literally is backing up in your house, you need to get that fixed, like, now. So I called some people. They came out, they had, and these two kids, they were like two kids in a van, man. It was like they were in their 20s. They had the little, they tried to snake it, but it couldn't get out quite far enough. It kept getting stuck inside the wall, so it couldn't go the right. The little red electronic tools they have that they can flush down the toilet or put in a drain somewhere, and then they can follow it with a little scanner thing and see where it stops. And they figured that out, and they're like, that up to set a whole house trap, and then they got to that, and then we're able to clean it out and get it done. I'm like, wow, there's a jack of all trades there, huh?
Yeah, you can say that, that's for sure. Jack of all the trades. Well, I got so much work in my hand early, and the last one will piss me off, you know. When you got a shower leaking, it'll drip every night, and that is headache. So I came in, took it out and everything, went to Home Depot, got the one, and put it back in. It was short. It was not that long, you know, when you got, you know, a shower heater, shower water. So it pissed me off, and I said, I'm not going to do this no more. I'm tired of this.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Change the subject.
We're going to redo that house up north, so everything's brand new, and then I'm going to retire and live there happily ever after, right?
Well, Ken, I think there's another station out there. If there's any station out there, go ahead. Oh, I guess not. I heard something, and that was it. I don't know who was it. Maybe the repeater is acting up.
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, nice night here. Stars out a little bit.
Are you all done from that cigar? Not yet.
I
know there's an interference somewhere on this repeater. I don't know how, where, or what. So I have no idea. The standby for a short time. WIUG 48.
WRTX 930.
So, Ken, you still out there?
To take a short break to see if that interference would clear up, or maybe somebody would just keying up and go away.
So they're not smoking a cigar, that's for sure. Anyhow. Ken, I know you in the Radio Shack, but did that Radio Shack keep you warm too?
Yeah, there's heat. I'm warm. Don't worry. Don't worry. I enjoy the cold, but, you know, sitting around smoking a cigar, I like my hands free. I like to be somewhat warm, at least.
That's good. At least you can stand the cold weather. I do. I can't stand cold weather because when we used to go out, it'd be cold, nothing but cold. And we used to there, when we used to go hunting, we'd go hunting like for 7 days. And really, after, you know, every day we go out there, we don't come back to the cabin till about maybe way before it gets dark. So I do understand that cold weather. And I like cold weather. I don't mind. You know, just don't freeze my hand, that's all.
Yeah, my dad had a heart issue a couple years ago, and they put him on blood thinners. I guess that really puts your tolerance for cold down the tube. Because he's a big time hunter, and you know, he was always out in the 10 degree weather or whatever. You know, it was always you were chilly, you know, but he found ways to keep warm. He can't do that anymore. He's got to have heated vests and. I mean, he's also 85 years old now, but he's still out there, but yeah, he gets cold really easy, and those blood thinners are a large part of it, I think.
Well, I guess, you know, one thing I don't like is the blood thinner, really, you have to watch it. You have to watch it almost every day. And that's one thing I don't like about that blood thinner.
Yeah, you got to watch if you're going to, you know, using knives and slicing up stuff. You can't be cutting yourself superficially because it could turn into a big problem real quick if you're not careful. Yeah, there's a lot of downsides, but, you know, at his age, if that's what's making his heart beat good, I guess that's a good thing.
And, well, good talking to you. Take care. I don't know. Maybe somebody else wants to use a frequency. I really don't know. Anyhow. Good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack. Yeah, good talking to you. Yeah, I don't think I've heard anybody else chime in there unless they're doubling over me while I'm talking, but good chatting with you. I'll be on for a little bit. The BRTX 930.
That's all I heard, WSSS, and that's about it. And you were fading out. This is WIUG 48. Oh, what kind of antenna is it? And no copy at all. A lot of scratches.
Yeah, the audio is really low, and there's a lot of background noise. Very tough to make out.
you on the handheld. Do me a favor, put the handheld straight up in the air and talk. You might do better that way. WIUG 88. You're a little bit better, but then he may be inside the house. If you're inside the house, be by the window and hold your hand held straight up. Roger. Is that antenna on the handheld a short or long antenna? Is one of them Nagoya 771G? That will do the job for you out that way. Roger. I didn't get that at all. I really didn't get nothing out of that one. But like I said, if you're inside the house, be by the window. And you'll do better. And also, if your antenna is short, it's not going to help you out to get out. And I don't know where is your location at. Roger? WIUU 850, WIUG 38, copy.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850.
WRUG 488. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, looks like it's taken care of. Thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, no problem. I just got sent to you. Thanks. Thank you for everything. And Linda said, happy Thanksgiving to all.
All right, Jack. You have a happy Thanksgiving yourself and tell Linda the same. Haven't heard her in a while. Hope you guys are all getting together. I'm going to see my daughter and my grandkids, so the in-laws, so... We'll be enjoying it as well. So that's what it's all about, right?
Absolutely right, John. That's all it takes to family. Roger.
You know it. You know it. All right, Jack, I just ran out here for something, and I figured I'd jump on the radio and see if it was working. I'm actually on the Detroit right now. I think I might have turned it off when it was doing that noise earlier. And then I turned it back on, and I said, oh, it must have fixed it. But no, it was just not on. So now we got to see if that noise is still there that was blasting it earlier. But at least we know it's functioning now, so we'll see. All right, I'm pulling in the parking lot where I got to go. After yours, WRUU 850.
All right, John, thank you again. Take care. Have a happy Thanksgiving. WIUG 88.
Happy Thanksgiving and all that good stuff. John and Jack and everyone. Billy RYV 421.
Station 421. Station 421. Thank you for everything. You take care and have a good Thanksgiving. Talk to you a little bit. After Thanksgiving anyhow. WIUG 48.
WRFX 966 mobile, standing by.
Station 966, go ahead.
How you doing tonight, Jack?
Hey, good. You're sounding good, Roger.
I'm in first run. I had the doors on I-75. Roger.
Sounding good, different from that walkie-talkie. Roger.
This is my mobile with the antenna on top of the truck. Not the Nagoya antenna, but a different one.
The Nagoya 72, that's the one on for the pickup trucks. I have one too. Roger.
That's not the one I'm using tonight. This is an SMA mount, and I think it's a model of the antenna. Slightly bigger antenna.
Yeah, how's the traffic there on your way up?
Well, we got going 5:30-ish or so, and it was heavy. Right now, it's moderate, medium. That place is moving in pretty good. But
I know what you're saying. Well, Brian, you have a good Thanksgiving. You and the family, and you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48.
We have a good Thanksgiving yourself, Jack. Enjoy whoever you get together with, and we'll catch you on the flip side when we come back down.
No problem. He's over there somewhere. And did you find out what the repeater he was on?
Yeah, I was watching him. He was came up to Mayville, which is the same frame as the receiver that's local to him. And I do believe that, and I actually talked that way down to Randall. Down by his house. So my front desk is up front talking to the very thin repeater.
Can you do the same thing? Were you going to be there?
not in the mission, but I have done it yet.
Let me know. I'll have the radio on tomorrow. Tomorrow and the day after, anyhow. Roger.
I'll give it a try. I know partly why I've been so fast on that truck, so I can check the range. Well, if I go to town, which way direction I go, how far I can go, and still talk to the property manager.
That guy who was on the Isabella County, Roger.
Part of Isabella County.
So are you out of range right now? Good to hear from you. Take care. WIUG 48.
Yeah, I just switched over to Saginaw, Jack.
You sound a lot better now.
Hey, Jack, real quick, it's Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Yeah, I'm just in and out real quick, just making the final approach home here. You going to be going to make it on Saturday?
You going to be there on Saturday, yeah.
Okay, real good. We'll see you then. All right, take care. Catch you in a little bit at the house. WRU 850.
That was O'Brien, if you know that, Sean. Station 966, you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack. I'm also seeing 625 keying up with all that noise.
I don't know, but you're sounding good.
WAFFLES.
Go ahead, WFXX, whatever it was. Go ahead. That station was calling. Go ahead. How about that station 966? You still out there?
I'm still here.
I don't know how far are you, but you're really sounding good on that Saginaw repeater.
Well, I'm almost up to 46, so I'm just getting into the heart of the Saginaw repeater now.
So whatever you do out there, you're doing a good job, a great job with that antenna you got out there. Roger?
Well, it's always good to hear, Jack. Brings a smile to my face. Roger.
Yeah, but me, it sounds like I'm very quiet, right?
All right, Jack, I'm going to stand by here and keep an eye on this traffic and motor them safe on the northbound side of I-75.
Bye-bye, take care. Have a good evening. And have a good Thanksgiving. WIAG, grade 8.
WRFX 966. Mobile, standing by.
Yeah, 966, just as a word of note, you should be able to keep that repeater until about the big conning exit with the right antenna and equipment. That has been my experience anyway. This is WRTX 930.
Well, I'm making a left-hand turn on US 10, and last time I got it almost to Midland. But thanks for the information. WRFX 966, standing by.
Oh, one of those US 10 going west guys. Yeah, I know you guys. I've never taken US 10. I actually don't know how far it goes that way, but I go north on 75 a lot, and I can usually keep that repeater to about the St. Conning exit, but enjoy your travels. Happy Turkey Day. WRTX 930.
Ken, I don't know if he's still out there or not. Is that the second cigar?
Sorry, Jack, I missed that. I think you were talking to me. What did you say? Something about a cigar? That's all I heard was cigar, so it has to be for me, right?
Is that the second cigar? Roger?
No, it's still my first cigar, and it's only about halfway done, so plenty to go.
You must be watching TV there. That's why it takes a little bit longer time. WIUG, grade 8.
Well, I'm not smoking Swisher Sweets, so this is a nice 5x60 here, so it's got a little ways to go. WRTX 930.
Hi, Ken. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG 8.
Incidentally, there's no TV in the shack.
What you should do, put a TV there. Put the TV. That's what I always done. Even I got a TV in the garage.
Well, I guess I have the modern-day equivalent of a TV. It's called a cell phone. So, I guess that's cheating.
Okay, that will do it. The small little phone, it will do it too. But not much, really. You need a bigger screen.
No, the cell phone screen works for me. We got the World Darts Championship coming up. I like watching those. I watch that on here. Probably nobody knows what the hell that is, but I like watching the World Darts Championship.
Where's that? It must be a soccer game. Roger?
Nope, not soccer. Darts. Darts. If you've never watched a darts competition, you'll be in for a real experience because it's quite hilarious.
Satellite, I
NBC or ABC or CBS or Fox or something like that?
They pretty much don't air darts on broadcast TV in the United States. Although there are some United States players in the World Darts Championship, but it's a UK thing. If you want to watch it here in the U.S., you got to sign up on the PDC, the Professional Darts Corporation website to be able to watch it. Not aired anyway. One channel used to air it for a couple years, I think. I can't remember. I think A&E, one of those types of channels used to air it for a couple years, just the championship, but yeah, not anymore. You need to sign up with a European, UK PDC website to be able to watch it.
Hey, this is what I got. I got a box and it's got 11,000 channels. And it comes in from all over. So maybe I go on that one to find out what channel is that. It says England, right?
Well, if you got something like that, then what you want to go to is Sky Sports. Sky Sports in the UK is what airs it. And, I think some of the services you can buy here, also you can get the Sky Sports, which you'll be able to get at them.
It could be there because I got a lot of sport channels. That's why. Okay, well, I'm going to look at it because there's 11,000 channels, you know. I used to buy it every 2 years from Amazon. It's only $178 for 2 years. But one thing it doesn't give you is the time when it comes out and all that. But it give you all these like whatever you need it give you.
Well, if you find Sky Sports, you should be able to see it. But it's not coming up till like the first week of December, I think. December 7th, 8th, something like that, when it starts. They're on break right now. They just had the world finale of darts finish up last week, so all the players are kind of on break for the world championships, which start the first week of December and run through New Year's is when it finishes up.
Because this box has got, you know, German, it's got Brazil, and it's got all these countries. It doesn't have all of them, and I'm sure one of them is that one in there. Roger.
Well, look for Sky Sports England or the UK or whatever, and you find it, I'll tell you the schedule when it's coming up on, and it'll be like the first week of December 7th or 8th, I think it starts. They just did the draw yesterday, so now they have the whole schedule as to who's playing what dates and whatnot, but yeah, the darts competitions are pretty interesting. Everybody's dressed up in costumes and weird stuff. It's quite hilarious to watch.
That's good enough. Thank you for the information. WIUG 48. I'm going to look for it right now, anyhow.
Look for Sky Sports. WRTX 930.
WIEX 930. WIUG 38. Copy.
Yeah, I'm still here. WRTX 930. What's up, man?
Here's what I found. UK Gold TV 24/7 sports movie.
Well, that doesn't sound familiar, but does it say they have darts coverage?
Oh, I'll look for that. WIUG 48.
Yeah, it's big in the UK under Sky Sports, and in Germany, I don't know what Germany, there's a German broadcast corporation that does it. I'm not sure what their, what that name is, though.
So the one thing is a lot of UK channels.
Well, if you have a bunch of UK channels, Sky Sports should be in there, but Sky Sports is usually like a pay thing. It's a broadcast thing in the UK, and outside of the UK, it's usually a pay thing. So unless you paid for it specifically somehow, I probably don't think you'd find it on whatever you're searching on, but I don't really know, because I know there's a lot of different ways to access different international stuff, so.
Here's another one. UK Euro Sport 1 FHD, high definition.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They don't have the darts. Only Sky Sports is going to carry the darts.
Is that like a premium? Because I got UK Premium Sports.
Well, Sky Sports is usually a pay thing, even here in the U.S., so I'd be surprised if it showed up as some kind of included package with something else, but as I said, I really don't know. I just go to the source, which is online, and it's called PEC.TV, but you gotta sign up, and you gotta pay, it's like, I think it's £50 a year, which is like 60-70 bucks or something. And that's how I do it. But I know in the UK it's broadcast on Sky Sports, and in Germany it's broadcast on something else. I can't remember what it was broadcast at Germany, but and the Netherlands has it too. Because one of the top players is a Netherlands guy, and they broadcast it on TV. So I don't know what their sports channel is. But if you got a Netherlands one, you might find it there, too.
Well, I got a lot of German channels, too.
Yeah, the problem with the German broadcast and the Netherlands broadcast, I've found them on the YouTube, but yeah, they're in German or they're in Dutch, so you can't understand what the announcers are saying, which is kind of annoying, but the UK Sky Sports one is the one to look for. That's definitely the best one to watch it on. If you can find the Sky Sports on the UK, that's the one.
I can, thank you. WIUG 48 clear.
Copy,
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hey, Bob, how are you tonight? This is Ken, WRTX 930. WRZP 544, WRTX 930. How are you doing tonight, Bob?
Station 930, WIUG. RTX 930, WIUG, grade 8. WRTX 930, WIUG, grade 8.
WRTX 930, go ahead, Jack.
My phone, UK, Proto TV Sports.
Yeah, I heard of them when I was there last year. They don't have the darts. They probably got a lot of soccer though, or what they call football.
Start, correct?
Does it show that they have darts? Because there is another darts faction called the BDO, which is the old school British darts organization. Not really well followed these days, but they might be carrying that.
No, it doesn't say. All it says, UK Proto TV Sports HD. So it might come out here. Because it sounds like all the sports comes in here from the Proto, because they got Romance, they got Classic, you got a British TV. All these are nothing but a Proto.
Save that one, and when it comes on, like on the 7th or 8th, I'll tell you about it, and you can see if it's on there. They usually have what they call an afternoon and an evening session, which for us translates to a morning session and an afternoon session. But and then it goes from basically the December 7th or 8th or whatever to the 1st of January, skipping a few days around Christmas there for everybody for the holidays, but yeah, well, you know, see if it's on there. I'm pretty sure it's only on Sky Sports, though.
Tell you what, if you want an email, I'll give you my email.
I don't have anything to write with. You don't put that out over the air here, but I am going to show up for one of those breakfasts on a Saturday. One of these days. Maybe early December here. I'm going to show up for one of those breakfasts.
Okay, no problem. Anyhow, I'm going to save this and. If you want, give me a shout, whatever you want. I'll see if this is the one. Because this is like, it's got all the sports. It says sports to S. the last word it says.
Yeah, there's a lot of sports in the UK, just like there is here, I guess. But yeah, I'll show up for one of those breakfasts. We'll exchange information then, and I'll bring you some honey too, because I know you want. Yeah, I know you want some honey.
I'll be honest with you. Every time we used to go up north, I used to buy a jar of honey. I end up having about 10 of them here, and I gave them all because they liked them. I used to buy them from Clare County.
Yeah, well, this is honey from our property, from our bees, so we keep bees, too. Bees I like because you deal with them, like, every few weeks or so. You don't got to mess with them too much, and unlike chickens where you get a screw of them every day. And then you do the, either spend a few days on it in the fall harvesting and winterizing and pick them back up in the spring, and they just do their business. They keep to themselves.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, I'm on the handheld anyhow. It's been wise, handheld. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIEG48.
A 10-watt handheld? What, does it have a fan on it? That's a crazy handheld for 10 watts.
Oh, that's one of them, the DYT handhelds.
I'll have to look that up. WRKX930.
Yeah, look at this one up. This is the only radio. It will talk to ISS.
I have a radio that'll talk to the ISS. I just need a different antenna, I think. But you need a ham ticket to talk to the ISS. Did you go get your ham ticket yet?
Oh, but in a couple of days I'll take it online. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm not gonna screw around with these people. I'm just gonna take it online till I pass, anyhow.
Ah, yeah, there's some online places that do it. But they usually want a camera and stuff on you or something that you got to show them. Don't they do that so they can see that you're not looking up stuff, that you're taking the test?
Oh, yeah, they do. They just want you, you know, sit down and just, you know, flip the computer to the right and left and sit down and take your test. That's all. But very nice people, anyhow.
Yeah, I seen some of the online ones when I went to did mine, but they wanted some extra fees, and they wanted cameras and stuff on you. I'm like, there was one right in Carroll where I just went and did it. That worked out well for me. But, yeah, I don't know where they're at around you. I would imagine there's more places around you than there is around me, but online works too, one way or the other. Get her done.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You know what, the last time I was there, you only can... He can get away with 9, but I had 10, so I failed with 1.
Well, what are you getting on a, because they have Yeah, there's numerous places to take the practice test online. So what are you getting on those? Because that's pretty much all I did was I studied the questions, and then I just took a bunch of online tests. And, like, right before I took the test, I just, like, the day or two before, I just kept taking those tests online, the, you know, the free ones, and until I got to the point where I was getting, you know, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, correct. And as soon as I was above that threshold, now I'm ready.
Was sitting, and my score was 86.
Well, take the online one. You'll get it. You'll get it. It'll come.
Yeah, so what do you think of this radio? Is it good radio?
You sound like your normal self, but there's still a little Rice Krispie Snap Crackle Pop going on in the background, but your audio is really good.
Yeah, the antenna, the original antenna comes in with it. That's why. And I'm inside the house, so you know how it is.
Well, I'm on my Yagi at Saginaw, so I think I should be sounding pretty okay. It is 20 some miles away, but I think it should be all right.
Yeah, then if you have that radio, you know what you do? Just take, if you have a Yagi 5 element, and you just pinpoint it. That's all you can do. That's all it takes, really, if you want to talk to ISS with that radio you got.
Oh, the Yagi I have is very tuned for GMRS. It's a GMRS. It's not marketed as GMRS, but I can't even remember the manufacturer now, because I bought it like a year ago. But it's very tuned, so it's a six element, it's very tuned for 462 to 467. So basically a GMRS antenna, and it's fairly big, so. Yeah, it's not easy to repoint. It's like about 2.5-3 feet long or so.
Find you a ham Yagi. What does it matter? I don't think it matters anyhow, because they don't make them for all the UHF. They make them for the VHF and UHF. That's the way I think. I don't know anything else, you know what I'm saying? And I got two of them. I have one with three elements, the other one with five. I'm just going to convert that and talk on this radio with when I get my license. That's all you need. You don't need to get a special antenna, really.
Well, I got a ham ticket, so I could talk to the ISS, I guess, but I don't know. For some reason, that just doesn't seem to be one of my goals. But, yeah, I know it's a thing for a lot of people, so no problem there. But they're up there. They're listening. They got their radio. I don't know how often they respond. I'm sure they get calls constantly, and they probably only respond to a handful of them or something.
You know what, Ken? They got an app that tell you when they're coming to Michigan and all that stuff. And I got that app, too. They show me, and I turn this radio on, and I can listen to them. I really do. I listen to them all the time.
there's definitely plenty of things to show you. One that's above and in range of your thing, but I don't know how often they actually respond to calls, because, you know, they got their own business to deal with there, so they're not just sitting there at the radio waiting to take anybody's call constantly, I would imagine anyway, but who knows? Maybe one day I'll try it.
You know, it's easy because I was watching Captain Don, and when nobody, you know, takes to go up on your, what they call it, your cosign. You just give a cosign, they'll get it. And if not, you gotta try again. It's only, they have like 5 minutes. Roger?
Yeah, I'm sure it's a try again, and you might get lucky in the first try, or it might take 10 or 20 or 30 tries when they're overhead to be able to get them, or is for them to respond. My concern is, like, are they just sitting there listening? I think they have other stuff to do, but who knows? I'll try one of these days. I'm sure I will.
Oh, no, they do. They talk to people. I hear them a lot of time. They talk to a lot of people, not only here in Michigan, all over the United States. They will do talk to them for 5 minutes. They have that time. And you know what? I don't know. I like it. I like to listen to them and all that.
Responds, the U.S. guys, the European guys, or the Russian guys?
No, always the U.S. guys, they respond.
I think I'd want to talk to the Russian guys and see what they have to say.
I don't know no Russian. I don't know any Russian language.
Yeah, me neither, but, you know, radio is the language of English for the most part, isn't it? I don't know, I could be wrong. If you're trying to talk to somebody in another foreign country using English, the usual contact language, at least in the most basic part.
That probably won't even answer you back.
Well, you might get on some kind of watch list too, so who knows.
All right, Ken. Good chatting with you. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack. Take it easy. WRTX 930.
Somebody keying up. Roger?
Stop doing that, Roger.
I'm sure Donald will give him a radio check.
Radio check, hold on.
He's talking on the Wubba Duck. Over.
Wubba Duck, you're the one.
Over, Wubba Duck.
This is Potato 1 calling Potato 2.
That is phenomena.
Phenomena. Hey, Jack, what are you doing tonight? I heard you were eating chickens and fixing people's water heaters.
Do.
You bought a pet chicken and you ate it. That's what I heard you say. You know how to fix the water heater? You unplug it, wait 10 minutes, plug it back in. Roger? Breaking up, breaking up. Talk to you later. WRTX 957.
WRTX 483.
I'm still on the same cigar, Jack, just saying. WRJX930.
What's that?
Said I'm still on the same cigar, in case you were wondering.
That's what I was saying, you need a TV there.
That's just a distraction. I got a radio. With a ham license, you got all kind of bands to talk on. Although I haven't done the digital crap yet. The DMR stuff or whatever. I'll get there.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but it sounds like to me it's going to take a little bit long time to learn all those DMR stuff.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a learning curve on that one, but it's not that bad. It's doable.
Is there any easy way out?
Easy way out? You mean easy way in? I don't know about an easy way out.
Oh, that's what I meant. Easy way in the house.
I really don't know. I have a TYT radio that does the DMR, and I still haven't given it the proper time to figure it out. It just needs some time to do it.
That's a good radio.
Yeah, TYT is very different from, because I'm on the Ocean Wuxin KG1000G, and I really do like this radio because it does a lot of things.
It's really those Wixons and KG1000. It's a hell of a radio. Let me tell you something. I told you that one. I was going to get one, but the guy never said that. It took a year and a half to get one. So I said, let's get it.
Yeah, I've heard this story from you about how you ordered one and it took a year and a half and it didn't come in and you canceled it. But there's a... they got all kinds of different ones now, but I don't know, I'm sure there's other brands that are just as fine, just as well.
Oh yeah, and I like the TYT too.
At our hunting camp, I've given a couple of 935Gs to the other members. In the last 2 years, these radios have just been workhorses, man. They just work, especially if you put a 771G on it, Simplex in the deep woods and the heavy woods. You'll get a couple miles out of it in the heavy woods, which is really good. Radio without a repeater.
That is really excellent. Really.
Well, I see my daughter turning in the driveway here after a four-hour drive from Columbus, so I'm going to say farewell for now, Jack. Have a good night. Good chatting with you. WRTX 930.
WIEG 48 Cliff.
WSUYA 42. Station calling, you're mostly static. Try it again. Negative copy. Noisy, send it again. WFFB 853. Okie dokie. Coming to the foot repeater.
Using that antenna again.
Yeah, I couldn't copy any of that. Spot or switch to an antenna that actually operates. There's no copy on that, anything.
How about now? Is that any better?
That drove's better. You're way inside the repeater now.
This is WFSD 853. I was attempting to use the crafted antenna.
Not sure what antenna you were trying, but it was awful. If it was that stupid fold-up antenna that they sell that makes you look like a Vietnam veteran, nah, that's not going to work. That thing's great for 144 megahertz. And that's an awful long ways from 400.
No, the one we made at the office.
Oh, Dingleberry, that's you, okay.
Yes, WSFD 853 is me.
Yeah, okay, so why were you so goddamn nosy?
I was just playing around trying to see what I could do with that antenna from inside the house right now, and it's sitting in my bedroom window right now, and I tried a couple different angles, and apparently you couldn't hear me. And I was trying to figure out if it was the antenna or if it was the external mic. I'm using the built-in mic on the radio right now.
No, you sound fine. The antenna that we built at the shop has to be installed on a mast. Go get yourself a 5-foot stick of conduit, PVC, or whatever, and stick that crap in the ground. And then muffler clamp that thing or zip tie, I don't care. Just redneck that thing up in the air. And you'll be a lot better off. You'll be able to smack the repeater every time you want.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to order some more cables to do that.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty damn good now. So, apparently the adapter worked.
No, I'm using the little whip antenna that you upgraded me to on the radio. I did have that bigger antenna that we made hooked up, and that's what you could hear me on, apparently.
Yeah, well, you can't have it near the building. You got to have it out, or it's got to be up above the building. And you got to figure where we put the, if you think about 30-inch pipe, and where we put that load and the antenna in there, you have to mount there the last 6 inches and that, to another mast of some sort. But it's not meant to be held or, you know, I know you don't have all that radio training yet. You're just a computer tech, but you're going to get this stuff.
Yeah, I'm figuring out it's way more sensitive than computer equipment. There's, like, usually with computers, like, if everything's within a certain power, it's fine, but I'm learning with radio, it has to be, like, exact.
Right. I just got off the hook on the 911 system. I was chatting with somebody from Indiana, and I was talking to them. That was pretty cool. But I got to get 2 more of those mod boxes finished. I think what I'm going to do is put those face plates through that front end and wire them to a drawer unit and not worry about the cross, whatever the hell that box is supposed to be called. I don't even know what the hell that stupid Spectre Death Track box, whatever the junk that is. I'm just going to go around it and go with 150 watt drawers on the modes. You lost your hot spot.
No cat.
No cat litter.
Curses to me for being trapped in a tin can.
Solid, solid, solid.
Sitting in the middle of my with the antenna half-ass pointing, no.
Well, you know, radio RF, you're not living in a trailer. I mean, I would say in a trailer when you're in a tin can, but you're not in a tin can. But that matters. Distance from the walls, reflectivity. You do have aluminum siding, but your reflectivity does sort of matter. Your ground plane matters a lot. I should have showed you a cheat today where you take a piece of that motor wrap wire and strip it. Then once you put the electric motor wrap wire around the ground of your radio antenna by like 8 inches, that will put you about 3 dB plus gain on your antenna.
still hear me okay now.
Less good, but all right.
I'm using that external microphone now.
External microphone is really good.
Okay. I haven't tried to put that Motorola one together yet.
I don't think you need a Motorola one. I think these ones that I had with the Egg Roll Boys, when I ordered up all the GMRS equipment to put in the shop, they understood what it meant, and I think they put in the Motorola Element, and they just put in a 1¾-inch speaker mic Element. So you're going to listen from that. And some radios have the ability to drive that speaker mic combination more or don't. But yours is doing fine. Yeah, you just blew Snow White again.
I said the speaker has gotten louder and a little bit better sounding.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the Gookinies are doing. I just talk to them over there and order it, and then it comes over here. So I'm amazed. I love the antennas that we've got for sale. Those things are stupid. The absolute best antennas I've ever seen for GMRS. Snowstorms.
Better.
Yeah, that's a little bit better. Somebody else is interjecting garbage on a repeater. Yeah. A bit better.
How about that? I can hear you better now.
Yeah, you're solid in right now.
I guess I got the radio sitting just the right spot then.
Yeah, that is a 10x10 or 5x5. You're solid. My antenna with hardline. I'm using 1/4-inch Andrews. We're running it up probably tomorrow or the next day. And I'll fill the old second section on the 911 center.
Get one of those little ones like I seen before earlier in my car because I feel like that was sitting there. Cubby with empty right below my stereo and then throwing a rack in my house so I can have a nice speaker at my desk.
Yeah, those will work out pretty good. I would have to say we just received another microphone that will work with those. I'm not sure if I can still order them. I gotta look it up. Those things were not too bad, and they were actually better quality than the QYT. The QYTs just blow the hell out of them. They're just shit. They blow up too much. But those things, those were SPSs, and I ordered them out of Beijing. And they work great. I've beat the crap out of those. You see the one that we brought in today that was a man-back radio, had the literal crap slapped out of it, and still worked.
I'm going to be out in Saginaw tomorrow helping my mom move, so I'm going to see if I can hit the repeater out there while that comes in different places. I'm going to be between two houses. I'll be in Cottsville Township, and I'll be in Bridgeport.
Yeah, slap the old repeater up in there. I might have the Travesty Island 911 system up and running, depending on what time of day it is. We got to get our UHF, our 800, 900 up, and finish the other amateur radio connectivity crap. We'll be up and running by at least Sunday, maybe. I guess if you see the dispatch desk computer disappear from work, it has been transferred.
It's kind of in the way right now anyway. It's like right in the customer area on the counter, so I would be opposed to it moving.
I know. But it is what it is. It'll move when I move it. I'm expecting to move it this weekend. But I need to find the lid to the takeoff thing. And I got a couple of other remote cases I gotta get working. You need to scrub through the amateur radio 35 question exam for technician and get your doggone ham exam so we can play on the other band. There's a whole bunch of stuff to do out there in the amateur radio world, but GMRS is absolutely fantastic anyhow.
Yeah, so far I like it. Seems to have quite a reach. My question is, I've noticed, looking at the map of the repeaters, there's no repeaters between Saginaw and Sheboygan, so how the hell are them people calling?
Well, Disney magic. They just draw a repeater where they want it. We're going to be building a repeater in Owosso, up on top of the building at the office. And that'll happen. There's a whole lot of stuff that's happening. And I'm working on a bunch of stuff with a bunch of people in the political world to keep our happy universe working as it is intended by our happy operation of our happy connectivity.
I'm really curious as to how this radio is going to work out sagging off in the Amaro and playing around with the different computers.
Are you running a 15-inch whip?
Whatever that one was that you set me up with, the ABDRE or whatever it is, some weird name, the one from the company.
Oh yeah, our Agro Buddies? Okay, so yeah, that's a Nagoya whip under our brand, which is Ebri, and I do that because it gets a hell of a good price cut so I can get it out to people. I want to get rich if I get people good equipment. And the that antenna is good. You'll probably smack the Saginaw system without no trouble. And it'll get you out there pretty good. You're coming back to Flint just fine.
I expected to have good results out where my mom is moving to because it's my grandma's old house, and it's pretty much, unless you're looking out the front window, it's pretty much farmland as far as the eyes can see, and it's all empty right now because it's the end of the season, so I feel like there should be pretty decent reception out there. Now, if
far as Bridgeport, that's a different story because he's in a pretty heavily wooded area out there.
Well, the leaves are off the trees. That's going to cut the Fresno path down. But seriously thinking, it should be all right with the repeater reception. Though Saginaw isn't that high in altitude, you'll probably make the trip. Something I thought about while I was wandering around the office today, when I was kind of figuring out when I'm at the dispatch area, what am I losing, what am I forgetting? My dang-on battery for my XCS 5000 state police radio was on a damn charger sitting there at Jess's, so I've got a whole weekend of pissing around, unless I put mine on the Empress when I'm down.
I think that actually fell off the counter, too, and was possibly laying on the floor. I remember seeing that charger lit up on the floor before I left, and for whatever reason, I didn't think anything of it.
Yep. That's why I said Jess was a man. She's the greatest female we've ever had. But I swear to God, when we joke about ladies coming and going, she is never going to say anything and threaten us with men jokes, but she doesn't. I secretly think she wants to turn the beans on the one we released at 4:30.
What?
I said I secretly think she wants to turn the beans on the one that we released at 4:30.
On 4:30, released at 4:30.
Madam Amazon Crazy, the one that I said we need a backhoe to get the sand out of or whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
Is she smart to see the sand dust?
Oh, I swear I never had a dull moment with you.
Nope. Not while I'm standing at the customer counter. WFUI 842 for identification purposes. Because we're supposed to legally identification ourselves at 15 minutes per hour.
And for identification purposes, I am WSFD853.
Is somebody else entering the party? Apparently not. Oh my goodness. Almost 10 o'clock. I stopped by my buddy's place, had a Coney Dog with him tonight, and talked about nonsense from back in the day. My Coney Dog has got himself a 9mm pointed at my stomach.
Probably going to be me in a little while because I'm hungry and I'm thinking here and I'm thinking about going to Taco Bell, so that's about the only thing that's open this late out here. McDonald's just don't sound good today.
Well, my buddy Yanni, he closes at, I think he closes at 10 o'clock, but I don't know what his hours are right now. I stopped by in the afternoon after we got out of the office. And then I got home and put the truck away for the weekend. I don't plan on getting on that stun gun for the next 4 days.
Pretty much if I go anywhere besides McDonald's, it's not because I'm going home for it. So, I already fucked around and found out one night that that Cooties in the field place, they're a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, Cooters. You pay for the view.
Oh, the food was great. It was just kind of expensive. And I went to the fish fry. Normally, to me, I expect fish fry to be all you can eat and all they give you full seasons. But they're pretty big.
No, for a fish fry, you got to go to one of them clubs. The Eagles, the Masons, something like that. The Knights of Columbus, you got to go to those guys. They got the, they got the all-you-can-eat. No, nobody's got the all-you-can-eat. I got to break that down. I don't know anybody that has all-you-can-eat. But I'm a member of the Eagles. I don't know what the heck we're serving anymore in our kitchen. I just can't tell you. It ain't all you can eat. Yeah, bowfang group, that's kind of humorous, but I can't help it. Bowfang owners are strange folks sometimes. Figure it out.
copy from my end either.
I'm just reveling on the fact that there's a four-day weekend going on. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to drink. Then I'm going to drink some more. And I was at Kroger in Owosso, and I bought all the tenderloin steaks. So that's going to wind up being a situation because there's some bacon involved. I think we should build some direction finding antennas to look for spurious emissions and idiots. Yeah, you look crappy on that one. You gotta stay in that hot spot. Guys, you gotta get that damn antenna up. Wherever you were would have been better. I'm not sure what you had going on, but you gotta get that thing off on a piece of PVC about 25 feet in the air.
I'm using a little whipping kind of. The radio has to move.
Well, that was more intelligible. Identification purposes only. Yeah, one of the things I'm going to be putting on top of my house this weekend is going to be the DF system fox hunt kit. I want to allocate what I can see via the HF paradox system and be aware I'm getting spurious nonsense when it comes in. Decimal out of here. WSUA 42. I'm going to be rolling side by. Put this thing on a charger, and I might make it out to Shiawassee over weekend. So I don't know. Depends if I need something.
Can you hear me better now?
Finally.
I had to grab the radio and tilt it sideways, but I was just saying I'm going to hop off here myself for a little while and charge my radio, and I'm going to run into town, so WSFD853, we're in here.
WSUA 42. WRUJ 496, standing by. WRZP544. Happy Thanksgiving from Sheboygan County.
WRYR503 is listening.
Gobble, gobble.